There are all sorts of rituals on Capitol Hill, proclamations, dedications, but what to make of a coronation in a Senate office building, and of a convicted felon at that? That ceremony took place this past March in the Dirksen Senate office building. Here's how a video shown on Unification Church websites portrays the ceremony that honored the founder of the Unification Church, the Reverend Sun Myung Moon.
With delegates from the world's nations, peoples, and faiths in attendance, regal robes and crowns were offered to Dr. and Mrs. Sun Myung Moon by prominent Protestant and Catholic religious leaders and congressmen of the United States, followed in procession.
John Gornfeld has been covering this story. He's a freelance writer who has a weblog devoted to the doings of Reverend Moon, who also owns the Washington Times. John Gornfeld describes the coronation.
Congressman Danny K. Davis, a Democrat from Illinois, brought a crown that was put on one of the heads of Moon and his wife. It was a very ornate, bejeweled crown that was resting on a velvet pillow. Reverend Moon was dressed up in velvety purple robes like Louis XIV and was standing at the head of his dais in the conference room in the Dirksen Senate office building. This followed a rather peculiar series of events, including a rabbi who took the stage to declare that the Messiah may have come and blew a shofar, which is normally reserved for the Jewish high holy days, as well as George Stallings, a very fringy figure who's been covered on 60 Minutes, who got up and declared that it was time for all these congressmen in the audience to welcome Reverend Moon into their hearts.
Now, this was followed by a very long speech by Reverend Moon himself, and he made some interesting statements at the end of that speech. What did he have to say?
Reverend Moon, who believes that he is the replacement for Jesus, who he says failed, Reverend Moon stated that through him, Stalin and Hitler had been born again as good people. He declared also that he was the returning Lord, true parent, and Messiah of humanity.
A lot of questions raised by this event. The invitation lists, I think, 10 members of Congress as being on the host committee for this event. What do those congresspeople have to say about their connections to Reverend Moon and what happened here?
Aside from Congressman Danny K. Davis, who speaks very proudly of taking part in this event as a contribution to world peace, other congressmen have either remained very quiet about the event or said that they were fooled. Some of the Republicans say that they attended to honor the Washington Times, and in fact, it was the Washington Times Foundation that set up the event. Senator Mark Dayton said that he believed that he was going to be attending an Ambassadors for Peace award ceremony for constituents from his home state that he wanted to honor, and that he had no idea Reverend Moon was going to take the stage and proclaim he was the Messiah. That leaves the mystery of who invited Reverend Moon into the building, because you're not allowed to take out a room at the Dirksen Senate office building without specifically being invited in by a member of Congress.
When you look at this event, bizarre as it may have been, what strikes you as being the most significant thing about it, that it took place on Capitol Hill?
I think the most striking part of this is that it suggests that if you have an enormous amount of money, like the multi-billionaire Reverend Moon, who has poured incredible fortunes into all sorts of political causes on Capitol Hill, you really can overcome the worst possible reputation. Reverend Moon's sphere of influence is so mammoth, as the U.S. News and World Report stated in 1989, they concluded that Reverend Moon had ties to nearly every conservative group in Washington, D.C., and now having cemented his sphere of influence within the Republican Party, which he openly boasts of, he's now moved on to focusing on the Black Congressional Caucus of Democrats and further increase his legitimacy and standing.
John Gornfeld, thanks for talking with us.
I really appreciate it.
Freelance writer John Gornfeld, his weblog is called Where in Washington, D.C. is Sun Myung Moon? We spoke earlier with Congressman Danny Davis. He said he was surprised by Reverend Moon's line of comment at the ceremony.